Page 52.
Thank you.
trust him and obey. Keep your eyes towards the heavens, for help is on the way. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. A brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on. On the way, help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way.
I love the Lord this morning and thank him for this and another opportunity to be back in his house. I know I say that every time I get up here, but I am truly, truly blessed and so thankful that he's seen fit to let me see another Sunday. And I just like for y'all to pray for me this morning. And I'd like for everybody just to remember Johnny in prayer this morning. He's having a hard, hard time. Brokenhearted. I know his heart's right here this morning, but he's just so down and out about not being able to do what he would love to do for the church. But y'all remember him this morning and just pray that God would just heal his body. Once he came to this old world, I've seen a sorrow.
But this time
beauty. No need for crying, for our tears are wiped away. Coming soon, Jesus and all his glory. Not just the Savior,
stand and sing for the last verse, and then go down and we want everybody to stand, shake hands with the one right beside you. Turn to page 180. Everybody will be happy.
To get over there to be happy. Amen. Thank God. Amen. We appreciate the good singing this morning. Amen. Once again, let me say how much I appreciate you. Amen. Making Morning View Baptist Church your choice to come and worship with us in spirit and in truth. And to those that are looking by internet, we appreciate them. Amen. Good to have you that are visiting with us today. Amen. Good to have you with us today. Amen. You will turn your Bible to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 3. And verse number 1. Don't forget today, now at 5 o'clock, there will be a Vacation Bible School meeting. For those that are participating in the Vacation Bible School, we also have some flyers we'd like to get out today. So if you will, they'll be up here on the pulpit. If you could help us get those out, be greatly appreciated. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter number 3. And verse number 1. You pray for us today that we'll be able to get out some from the body, get prayers with the Lord. The Bible said in very familiar scripture, Ecclesiastes chapter number 3 and verse number 1. He said to everything, boy, he kind of summed it up right there, didn't he? He said to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, that you'll move Jeff out of the way. Lord, for a little while today, did I be able to get over on the holy ground. Lord, I know, God, that I'm not nothing without you today. And Lord, I pray, God, that you'll just touch us. Lord, you'll hide us behind the cross. Lord, of your love and your mercy. Lord, allow us to feel that holy unction. Lord, it comes from above today. And Lord, bless those that have, Lord God, today that's having troubled times. And Lord, I pray, God, that you'll be with them. And Lord, touch those that have lost loved ones. In Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen and amen. It's a very familiar scripture. And there the Bible plainly speaks about here in the book of Ecclesiastes. And neighbor, he said to every purpose, amen. Listen, he said to everything, there is a season and a purpose. To everything, there is a season and purpose, amen. Listen, if I had a message that I want to preach on today for a little while, and maybe on this right here, in your season, amen. In your season today, amen. We have four seasons. Listen, it makes up our society and world today. That makes up our year. You've got spring, you've got summer, and you've got fall, and you've got winter. Listen, our life also revolves around different seasons that we go through and that we face today. Listen, sometimes what we're facing seems like it's been a lifetime, but in reality it's just part of a season, neighbor, that we go through. Listen, neighbor, listen, but everything we go through is a season. The word season, neighbor, is a noun today. It simply means this: a time characterized by a particular circumstance. We all have a season, in season, amen. Listen, sometimes we have an in season. Listen, neighbor, when you're in season, everything is going good. Everything is going right. Everything is right on time. You've got to, you're on the top of the mountain. Listen, neighbor, victory is yours. Experiencing the blessings of God in your in season. But sometimes in our life, we have what we call an out of season. And neighbor, where it seems like nothing goes right. Everything goes wrong. And we become sick. And we lose our job. Listen, and circumstance that we face every day. Trials get deeper. Mountains get higher. Valleys get wider. In your off season, there's an in season. And there's a off season. Listen, neighbor, today, where everything goes wrong. How many of you today feel like you're in your off season all the time? Listen, sure we do. Listen, but I'm glad there is some good days. Amen. But whether, Brother Mike, we're in season or whether we're out of season, we must do this one thing, either in or out. Look at what the Bible says in the book of Psalms 27 and verse number 14, talking about in either season, whether we're in or whether out, whether we're on the mountain or in the valley, whether we've got joy in our heart or we're so discouraged and we're about to give up. Listen, neighbor, there's all these seasons, neighbor, that we go through in our life. But I like what the scripture says today. He said to what? Just wait on the Lord. Listen, he said to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Listen, amen, amen, wait on the Lord. Listen, when you're in your season, just wait on the Lord. When you're out of your season and everything is going under and it seems like we'll surely perish, when we don't know the answer and we don't know where to turn. Listen, he said right here, just wait upon him. Thank God. He said to wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Amen. He said what? Wait, I say, O Lord. Amen. So in other words today, whether we're in season or out of season, amen, this scripture It'll give you what you need. I thank God. When we learn how to just wait upon Him, I listen. And He said in His Word, if we wait upon Him, I will renew our strength. I listen. In the book of Psalms, He said we'll mount up His wings as an eagle. I'm learning in season or out how to wait upon the Lord. Just wait upon the Lord. Just wait upon the Lord. Amen. Either in or out. Amen. This scripture will work. Just wait upon the Lord. I listen, neighbor, today when we feel like things are out of control. You ever felt that way? Amen. I sure have. I listen, neighbor. I told my mother-in-law this morning, Sister Betty, I was coming out of their house and I having some refrigerator problems and I having some air conditioner problems. Amen. I told her, I said, Betty, do you ever just feel like everything's falling apart? I listen. She said, I sure do. I listen. I said, I know what you feel. I listen. Do we not? I listen. A lot of people's got in their mind, Brother Greg, the Christian people don't go through them things. I listen. The Bible says it rains on the just as well as the unjust. We all have a season. Amen. But thank God, justice. Amen. Winter turns to spring. Amen. The Bible says, weeping may endure for a season, but joy is going to come in the morning. Thank God we're in our season, but next one is just around the corner. Amen. In your season, when we're out of control, where we're out of control, we got to remember He's still in control. Amen. We can't make the sun shine. We can't make the rain fall. But Brother Coleman, He can. Amen. He said, I'm the lily of the valley. I'm the bright and morning star. He said, to everything, unto everything that we face, unto everything that we go through, it's all part of a season. Amen. It's just like Jesus. He come in the form of a little baby. But that season, I began to change. He became a little baby. And then He became the sacrifice for you and I. His season changed. Our life season, a neighbor changed. I once was young, but now I'm old. But I thank God. He said, I change not, regardless of what season we may be in today. In your season, He says, to everything, Sister Gladys, there's a season. There is a season, and He said, to everything there's a season, there's also a purpose under heaven. Thank God today. When we're out of control, He's in control. When we don't know where to turn, He knows what we need. Thank God today. In your season, three things that we see today about being in your season, whether you're in season or whether you're out of season. You put yourself in one of those categories. Everything is going good or everything is going bad. You've got all the answers or you don't have a clue. We're in one of those seasons. Just like winter turns to spring and spring turns to summer and summer turns to fall. You can rest assured our life cycle, it goes from season to season. Sometimes you'll see me on the mountain and smile on my face, but sometimes I'm discouraged. Sometimes I have a frown, but I've learned to trust in Jesus regardless of whatever season we may be in today. In your season. In your season, let's look at number one today. In your season, we have to place your faith. We have to learn where to place our faith. He said, put your trust not in man. But we must learn where to put our place our faith. Our help, the scripture says, our help cometh from the Lord. Our help cometh from the Lord. In our summer season, we must wait upon the fall. There's a waiting period in between summer and fall. You know, we're right in the middle of our winter season, and we're saying, I can't wait for it to get hot. I can't wait till this thing warms up. Then, Brother Cecil, in about the middle of the summer season, we're saying, man, I'm ready for some cooler weather. We ain't never happy, are we? Amen. You can give me an amen right there. Amen. Thank God. But in order to go from season to season, we have to wait. We have to wait. He said to wait upon the Lord, and he shall renew his strength. Wait upon him. In your summer season, we must wait upon the fall. Listen, faith is waiting and trusting. You know that's what faith is? Faith is not asking and receiving immediately. Faith is asking, believing, and waiting. What did he say in the scripture? He said, to be still and know that I'm God. Yeah. Waiting is a hard thing I have trouble with. Yeah. It really does. I have a hard time waiting. I don't like to wait in line. Amen. When I'm going through that double car line at McDonald's, I'm next. I don't care how it looks. Not really. But some folks are like that. But waiting, we hate waiting, don't we? But that's really, Brother Herman, that's really what faith is. That's really what faith is. And we got to learn to put our trust, put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what he said in the scripture that I read before you. In our season, whatever season we're in, whether it be our summer season or whether it be in our winter season. Listen, when the devil's on you and you're in your winter season, look him right in the eye and say, I tell you one thing, this season's about to pass. This season's about to pass. Joy's coming in the morning. Amen. Our season is all about waiting. Wait. We must wait from one season to the other. The Bible said at Jerusalem, there was a sheep market pool there, Brother Derek, and they called it the Pool of Bethesda. And the Bible said that a certain time of the year, Brother Dwayne, that an angel of the Lord would go down and he would trouble the water. He would trouble the water. Man, sometimes I like it when the Lord troubles the water. And I know for a fact, whoever gets in is made whole of whatever infirmity they may had. But this young man, 38 years, Brother Coleman, he'd been sitting at that pool every day since he was a little bitty baby. Like these babies you're holding in this morning. This man had an infirmity. 38 years, his mama or his grandmama or somebody started taking him down to that pool. 38 years, he kept watching and watching and watching and waiting and waiting. And one day the Lord come by and he said, hey, he said, why haven't you done got in the water to be healed? See, what he did, what he knew that day was his season was fixing to come. His season was fixing to come. He said, Lord, he said, every time you send the angel down and they trouble the water, somebody gets in front of me. Now, I don't know if they wouldn't have one been able to be healed that time. I don't know. It looks like everybody could have got in. I don't know, but he just said, every time you trouble the water, somebody get in front of me. He looked at him and said, take your bed and rise up and walk. Yeah. Amen. His season come, but for 38 years, he kept going back. He kept going back. He kept just waiting, Teresa. He just kept waiting. He knew his season was coming. He knew his season was coming. That's what I'm talking about today. You may be in your out of season right now, but listen, just keep coming to the fountain. Just keep coming. Keep believing. Keep praying. Keep putting your strength in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said we walk by what? We walk by faith. And what is faith? Faith is waiting. Faith is trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. See, when we do that, Brother Robert, everything else goes the way it ought to go. 38 years, I'd have gave up. 38 years, he said, my day's coming. Amen. I could just hear him over there. Now, this is, can I just throw a little of my theology in there? It's all right, ain't it, Gladys? Amen. Gladys says yes to everything I ask. I like that. She's one of my favorites. She make best oatmeal cookies. Amen. But I just imagine him sitting down that pool, Brother Dwayne. I don't know what it looked like. I just imagine it's probably a little old pond. Amen. Thank God. But I just imagine him every time the angel would leave, he'd just sit over and go, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. Oh, what a day, glorious day that will be. 37 years. 37 years, Sister Patty, he had sung that song. He had sung that song, waiting on his season to change, waiting on the winds to begin to blow from another direction. But that day, his faith made him whole. Thank God. Amen. They said, hey, look going yonder with that man. He's got a bib wrapped around his head. Thank God. He was told it going down the street. I'm telling you. By the grace of God, if we'll put our place, our faith in him, our season will surely come to pass. It will. May take a while. May take a while, but it'll come to pass. Amen. Sister Linda's a prime example of that this morning. She's been out of church a couple of months. Man, we missed her. She's been through pain. She's been through struggles. Jim has too. Joe has too. We all go through them. We all go through them. But look, it's beginning to change. That season of time, Brother Hyatt, is fixing to change. You're getting better. That's what I'm saying today. You may be in your out of season, but if you'll place your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you'll place your faith in him, I care not today what tomorrow may bring, neither shadow, sunshine, or rain. I'm living by faith. Either in season or out of season, he said we must place our faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. 38 years. Listen, I thought about this. You know what faith is? Faith is, Brother Timmy Montgomery, faith is knowing God will. Knowing God will. And I'm talking about anchored down right there. See, when we're on the mountain, we know he will. But when we're in the valley, when we're in the valley, Brother Randall, it's hard to say, I know God will. I know God will. Amen. When we lose loved ones like some of you have this week and you don't understand it and you don't understand the why, you can anchor your soul in knowing my faith is placed in the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know how he's going to make it better. I don't know how I'm going to get through it, but I know God will. Amen. I know God will. That's faith. That's faith. And we're still on number one, ain't we? Number one, when you're in your season, place your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, number two, place your following. Place your following. Our help comes from the Lord. Our help comes from the Lord. In our season, we must wait upon the fall. Faith is waiting and trusting. Amen. Place your following. Amen. I read this story in the paper one time. Said this young man was filling out an application to go to college. He was fixing to graduate from high school, and he's fixing to move on to the next step in his life, which is college, and he's a real shy young man, Sister Joyce, and he was like me, didn't talk a lot and things like that. And so the first question, Brother Allen, on the application was, "Are you a leader?" It said, "Are you a leader?" Said the young man, dropped his head. You know, him being real shy, knew he didn't get up and talk a whole lot of people. But he said he marked no on that application. He said, "I just want to be honest, I want to be truthful. I needed an education, but I'm not a leader." So he put the application back into the mail, maybe to the University of Georgia, wanted to go to a good school, and you know, University of Georgia, somewhere like that. And so he sent that thing off. And so he knew he done gave up, said, you know, that blew it right there. Said a couple of days later, Brother Allen said he got another letter in the mail. Said it opened that letter up and said, "Young man," said, "we sent out 1,500, amen, 1,500 of these applications." He said, 1,499 are all leaders. We need one follower in this college. Amen. Said, "Welcome to our school." Amen. See, sometimes we need to just follow in the foot of Jesus. What did he say, Brother Greg? He said, "Deny yourself. Take up the cross and what? Follow him." Amen. Deny yourself. Take up the cross and follow him. Amen. I like that song that says, "Wherever you lead, I will follow." I'm telling you, in your season, out of your season, we must learn to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Woo! That got good. Learn to follow. Be a follower. Follower in the steps of Jesus Christ. Be a follower. Place your following in him. We must learn to follow and depend on Christ. I like what the Bible says in the book of St. John, chapter number 15 and verse number 4. Talking about in your season or out of your season. In your season or out of your season. Number one, we must place our faith in him. And then we must place our following in him. We don't follow man. We follow God. That's what happens a lot of times today when we follow man and man falls and we all like humans fall. There'll be 500 people fall behind them. But if we'll put our eyes on Jesus and we'll focus on Jesus, he'll show us the right way to go in our season. In your season, place your faith, place your following. Look at John chapter 15 and verse number 4. Notice what he says. "You're my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." Amen. He called us his friends. If we'll follow him, follow his leadership and follow his spirit and follow it in the direction, Brother Jim, that we need to fall. Hey, we'll be able to survive whether we're in season or out of season. Amen. Amen. The Bible says that he is the vine and we are the branches. He is the vine and we are the branches. We're not the vine. He is. We must abide in him. In other words, we must follow him. In every day of our life, every morning that we get up, it ought to be our prayer. Lord, I want to follow you. I want to follow your direction. I want to follow your leadership. Look what he says now. Not only in your season, in, out, place your faith in him, place your following in him, but most of all today, number three, place your future in him. Place your future in Jesus Christ. What did he say over there? He said, "Seek ye what? First." Seek ye first what? The kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all these other things will be added unto you. Amen. In your season. Today, tomorrow, next year, place your future. Place your future in the hands of an almighty God. In your season, Look at that verse with me one more time, Ecclesiastes 3 and verse number 1. One more time. In your season, are you in or are you out? Are you in or are you out? It's just like Hank Aaron, one of the greatest home run kings there ever was. I've got multitudes of home runs. But you know, he almost struck out as many times as he had home runs. See, we're in season and out of season regardless of who we are. Notice what he said. He said, to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. I want you to know this today. Mark it down. There's nothing by coincidence. I'm at Morning View Baptist Church because it was my season. It was my season. I knew I was supposed to be here. Amen. I'd done made plans to go somewhere else. It's amazing to me that I resigned, the pastor here resigned, same Sundays. I'm headed in another direction. And then God just says, woo, woo, woo. And man, things happen. I'm here. It was meant to be. Some of you may not agree with that, but it was meant to be. Amen. It was my season. There's nothing happens by coincidence. Everything has a season. And purpose. It's just like the young man that waited 38 years, but finally his season came. Finally his season came. He said, to everything there's a season and time to every purpose under the heaven. Then let me read that other scripture one more time. Psalms 27, verse number 14. Psalms 27, verse number 14. He said this. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait. You notice he said that again. Wait. It's like he hollered it. It's like this way. Wait is what he was saying. Wait, I say, on the Lord. In season, out of season. Just wait on him. Amen. Trust in him. Follow him. But most of all, make sure your future is based through the blood of Jesus Christ. We're going to ask Brother Herman to come with a verse of a song. We don't know your heart. We don't know your mind this morning. In your season. We all have seasons. We all have seasons that we go through in our lives. Thank God. It's just like having children. You know, they're there with you a little while. The next thing you know, you're holding grandkids. Next thing you know, them grandkids are grown and grown. Amen. Everything has a season. So if you're out of season this morning, just turn to Jesus. Just turn to him. He said, cast your cares, Brother Mike, upon him, for he careth for you. Don't give up. This struggle you're in, just tell the devil, it's just part of this season. It's just part of this season. For where I am now is not where I'm going. Where I am at now is not where I'm going to end up. Amen. The showers of blessings is coming my way because God said he'd do what he said. I cast my cares upon him, for he careth for you. What you got, Brother Herman?
It's 81, just as I am.
About it today? Are you struggling with the season that you're in? Are you battling the season you're in? Cast your cares upon him, for he careth for you. While these are coming and praying, what about it? God knows what season.